now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
It's a very good question.
Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sid Roberto.
Never gets old.
Roberto got up in some mood, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Nothing like starting the day with a chuckle. It is the Spano and Black Attack. It's all about how you can get us in this modern day of radio. And it's all about the platforms, various different devices that you can get us. And Twitter's one of them, by the way, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. But those devices, those platforms, Joe knows more about it than anybody in the business. So, Joe, would you explain it to the people?
All right, let's dive right in, Bob, and let's talk about, of course, let's start it off with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, Apple, Android, Windows, it doesn't matter. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. There's that app versatility. Again, Android, Apple, Windows, it doesn't matter. Or go to TuneIn.com. Also, wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget probably the most important one of all. It's the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline anywhere around the globe.
No question about it. And if you're serving our country overseas, we certainly, one, want to thank you, and two, wish that you're as safe, happy, and healthy.
Yep. Bob, on the other side, we will set the table and we'll hit the ground running for a big hump day edition of The Attack. We're the two biggest humps you'll find anywhere. They call us Spano and Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is your thing, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Well, we got us a big sports buffet to dive into, Joe. Why don't we set it up and grab a knife and fork?
We sure do. Most of our one focus is going to be on the NBA again. I know the game six of the NBA Finals is not yet here, but there's a lot of stories coming out of the NBA Finals that we will dive into as we move through hour one. As we get towards the back end of hour one, you know, we'll switch gears. We'll talk Major League Baseball as Ichiro approaches 3,000 hits, number one, and a total combined records to become perhaps the new all-time hit king. We'll talk about that at the back end of hour number one. As we roll into hour number two, at an odd time, 20 after hour number two, 9:20 a.m. Eastern time, Ken Griffey Sr. joins us. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball and a little prostate cancer awareness as he joins us along with Dr. Neil Shore. And then to kind of take us home, we'll talk about Major League Sports heading to Las Vegas. The NHL is first. We'll talk about their move to Vegas and what it means going forward. So that's pretty much where we're going to be going for this Wednesday hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And I think it'll keep you entertained and it'll keep us jam packed for the entire 2 hours, Bob.
No question about it, Joe. So what do you say we rock and roll?
Let's dive right in. The place I want to start, and I addressed a lot of this on Monday, it was the conspiracy theories. You have disgraced former NBA referee Tim Donaghy. He had talked to SI Now, and he told SI Now that he feels that the league suspended Draymond Green in an effort to extend the NBA Finals. And I heard a lot of this from a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'll quickly read you his quote, and then we'll dive into this a little bit. And his quote is as follows, and you could see this in SI Now. I think when you look at the overt acts that Green has committed, they were definitely more severe than this act. And yet he's going to end up with a flagrant foul and a suspension because of it. In the past, I believe it was disregarded because the Warriors were down in the series. Here they're up in the series. So I think it's a situation where, with that, it gives Cleveland a better chance of prolonging the series. And what I said on Monday is that the NBA made a terrible decision by suspending Draymond Green for Game 5, what they should have done was make it double technicals and we all move on. And, you know, I talked about some of the reasons why I felt it was a terrible decision. I really felt that a lot of what he did in some of these other incidents was far more severe, and he should have been suspended previously. And again, to kind of make this a flagrant foul that institutes the points that force him to be suspended, I thought was unjust. I thought the better decision would have been go double technicals and, you know, give Draymond a technical like they gave LeBron, and we all move forward. That said, what I didn't buy into, and I talked about this a lot on Monday, was the conspiracy theories. I heard a ton of these. Oh, the NBA's doing this to force a longer series and generate revenue, TV ratings. I said, no, 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 no. And I'll paraphrase what I said, and I'll get to it quickly, and I'll kind of allow you to weigh in. What I talked about was the fact that they're not going to try and orchestrate the outcomes of games and the outcomes of series, because once your fan base starts to believe that your game is anything less than on the up and up, you have nothing. I went back to the Black Sox scandal of 1919 that nearly ruined baseball, and where baseball was before Babe Ruth came along, because the fans didn't think the game was on the up and up. I talked about the downturn in the popularity of boxing, because a lot of people don't think boxing is on the up and up because of the bad judges' right. decisions and the mismatches that they make and everything else that goes with it. I even brought in professional wrestling. And you'll laugh at this one a little bit, but you'll get my point once I finish it. Back in the day, they used to protect the business. A lot of people speculated it was fake, but they didn't know. And it looked like it was an athletic contest between two people. Well, once they pulled the curtain back, and now you watch these wrestling matches, and you can tell it's athletic, but it's not a physical contest or confrontation between two people. It's obvious that they're cooperating with each other. And once they pull that veil back, nobody wants to watch. So I made the case that once your sport is not on the up and up, you have nothing. And then I, you know, went out to the local cigar lounge. I went out to Matador, and I end up in a heated debate with one of my buddies over there. And he's insistent that Tim Donaghy's right, that the NBA suspended Draymond Green because they wanted to extend the series. And they wanted to get that additional television ratings and that additional revenue opportunity as a result. And I kind of explained to him again, you know, like I did on the air, that once you compromise the integrity of your sport, you have nothing. And your fans don't buy in. And it's not in the best interest of the game. So that was kind of where we were. I wasn't of the mindset that this was an intentional conspiracy by the NBA to extend the series, and that he could, and this guy was of the mindset, well, they extend the series, the Warriors are up, they'll win anyway. We get a longer series, we get a little more drama, and everybody wins. And I'm like, no, that's just not how this works, Bob. So why don't you weigh in and run with this a little bit?
Well, you know something, it's an interesting thing that's brought up. If it was coming out of anybody other than Tim Donaghy, you know, maybe it would be scoffed at a little more. But here's a guy who did time for his involvement in messing around with basketball games. So some people are going to listen to it. But I think to take it back to the initial game reaction after the game where people were talking about it, even before Donaghy really weighed in very much and it was starting to get the play that it ended up getting, I didn't see it that way at all. What I saw is a player of lesser stature in Draymond Green had an issue with the highest profile guy in the NBA. They took that into account with the previous incidences that we have talked about where, frankly, he deserved to be suspended and wasn't, and said, well, it's a good time to get him out of here. I don't think it had anything to do with wanting to extend the series. I think it had to do with sending a message to a guy who's been playing very chippy throughout the entire playoffs, has put a foot to the of a couple of basketball players. And they said, you're going to sit. And really, to me, that's all it came down to. Was one of the side things, maybe it was going to extend the series? Yeah, but I don't think it came into their thinking when they made the decision. I don't think the decision was correct with what went on between the two of them. But I think it was an accumulation of what had gone on throughout the playoffs. And they said, we're going to make our stand now, and here's a perfect opportunity to do it. You're 100% right as far as when you lose the integrity of the sport. Nobody wants to pay attention to it anymore. However, it's happened before in basketball, more on the collegiate level than on the professional level. And the game eventually repaired itself, and it was back to being...
It takes years and decades, and it's not a price that a sport that's thriving right now would be willing to pay.
And that's it. And I mean, you know, for the sake of it, and even think of it just big picture, small picture, Joe, because we talk about this kind of stuff all the time. If you're in a situation where a multi-billion dollar industry like the NBA, it's going to put its reputation on the line for an extra $10 million or $20 million in television revenue, then it's small picture thinking. And quite frankly, you don't get a professional league or any other league or entity, business entity, to that position by doing small picture thinking. It's always about the big picture. It's always about expanding the sport or the business or whatever it is. And if somebody in the NBA offices was so stupid to tie that together, they shouldn't have a job, number one. And number two, they just flat out didn't do it.
I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. I think you made some good points. We'll carry the story over to the other side for just a minute. Give our audience an opportunity to weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. And then we'll get to what we can expect to see in Game 6 as it relates to the Warriors' starting lineup with the questionable health of Andrew Bogut. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Oh, we can take it. We dish it out as well. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Talking about the Tim Donahue comments as well as people within the public and good old casual sports fans and some people who do what Joe and I do for a living, commenting on the fact that the NBA was not unhappy that this game got extended because of Draymond Green being suspended and then the play of the Cleveland Cavaliers and whether or not there was a conspiracy theory and everything else. Joe has weighed in on it. I'm sure you have some additional thoughts, and there's something I'd like to explore with this as well after you comment, Joe.
Sure, Bob, and I think that'll be a good way to kind of tie this in a bow. And I talked about it a lot on Monday. Again, you know, I've mentioned it before. I don't know how many more ways I can say it, but once you chip away at the integrity of the game as it relates to, and again, I'm not one of these, you know, the integrity of the Shield. What I'm talking about is once your fan base believes in some way that the outcome is either choreographed or that powers outside of those on the court, field, or pitch have an undue influence on the outcome, your fan base will dwindle. You know, I mean, you know, I've made light and I've talked about it and I've compared it to professional wrestling. Well, professional wrestling's fan base will only go so far because it's not a real, it's real athleticism, but it's not right. A real physical contest or a real physical fight. There's cooperation and the outcome is choreographed. So as a competitive sport, it can only be so big because the outcome is choreographed. I went back, I made the comparisons to Major League Baseball in the wake of the Black Sox scandal. And we've talked about that a lot over the years on these airwaves. It very nearly ruined baseball. And if Babe Ruth hadn't come along at that time, maybe we're not talking about baseball the way we do today. You know, so again, you mentioned college basketball, and it took them years and decades to recover from point shaving scandals. So when your fan base believes that the games are not on the up and up, you suffer what can be irreversible damage, and in the short term, you suffer tremendous damage, and your financials go right down the toilet bowl. So this idea and the logic that I've heard put out there by a lot of people is, well, you can't suspend a guy for no reason. However, in a borderline situation like this with a guy like Draymond Green, with some of the transgressions he's had throughout the postseason, you can suspend him and extend the series and everybody wins. Well, again, when you mess with the integrity or try to choreograph the outcome of the game, you turn it into professional wrestling and you limit your fan base. So I don't buy into that. I will go as far as saying it was the classic NBA makeup call.
Exactly.
Now, you know, if you know anything about the NBA and you watch a basketball game, and our audience does, and you do as well, Bob, you watch a basketball game. Clearly, so-and-so was fouled by so-and-so, and nobody called it. Coach bitches, players bitch. They come down the court next possession, and there's some sort of mystery call that is a classic makeup call that nobody can figure out why it was made other than it was a makeup call. That's what I saw here. A lot of Draymond Green's previous transgressions were far more severe and would have earned him a suspension. This one did not. And it was the classic makeup call, and they positioned it that way by making it a flagrant foul that would make the points factor in, whereas if they had called the double technical, Draymond had enough room in the technical foul points that he doesn't sit for game five. So I think it's the classic makeup call. I do not think, however, it's a conspiracy theory and this concerted effort by the league to extend the series and mess with the outcome of games and the integrity of the sport in its legitimacy.
No, absolutely not. And you know, if you remember back to the Donahue scandal, at least according to David Stern, he was a rogue ref. But if you talk to people, and we've talked about this many times, how we truly, it's a rare occasion where we ever believe it's a player involved in the fix, because it's not the old days. It's not a situation where guys were underpaid and they were working winter jobs or summer jobs or whatever the case may be. They make millions and millions of dollars. It doesn't behoove any player, unless they're a drug addict or just, you know, being blackmailed for something, to be
gambling
involved
would usually be the one.
Yeah, in any fixing of any particular sport. However, to take it and narrow focus it to Donahue a little bit, and this is why I was saying big picture, small picture, to think that somebody in the NBA offices would put all that money at risk on some backroom conversation that they had over a cup of coffee or a glass of scotch to extend the series is idiocy. However, when you look at what Donahue did, and I'll contrast the two, you know, you go back to all the games he worked between 2003 and 2007, and I know you'll like this stat. A guy named R.J. Bell, who was the president of pregame.com, a sports betting site, he tracked all of Donahue's games in that period of time. And he said the teams involved scored more points than expected by the Las Vegas books 57% of the time. In the previous two seasons, it had only happened 44% of the times. And according to the guy who sets odds, the odds of such a discrepancy are 1 in 1,000. There's a 99% chance that the results would not have happened without outside factors. That pointed directly at Donahue, and eventually they discovered him. The other indicator, Joe, is anytime there's some kind of fixing going on, there are exceptions. You get into the minor league soccer matches and things along those lines. It almost always involves an official in today's game.
Well, they make less than the players. They're easier to get
to. And that's it. If you're going to look at anything along those lines, it's not some guy in the office. It's not a player. It's an official who can tweak it. And they said if you're going to look at it and you're going to look at any situation, and obviously this game wasn't a fix, but they're talking about the situation being a fix that it's in, is that, you know, an official can directly, and again, this is stats, can directly influence the outcome of a game 75% of the time if they have money on the game. So if it was a question of the game itself, yeah, okay, I might buy into Donahue's theory a little bit. This wasn't. This is a decision that came out of the front office. There's no money being involved there. There's no, you know, those people in there, we talk about all the security involved with the people that work on the upper echelons for the NBA and the NFL and MLB and everything else. The background checks they run on them are better than they run on the terrorists that run around in this country. But, you know, so there ain't no conspiracy theory. He throws it out there. He gets attention because it's his name.
Right.
But the reality is,
there may be a theory, but there's no conspiracy. That's the reality.
Exactly. And, you know, did it work out to the benefit? Of course it did. Cleveland played themselves a hell of a basketball game. Irving and LeBron had massive games, and they got it back to Cleveland. Was Draymond Green not being in the lineup part of that? Of course it was. But was it set up by the NBA to make sure that it played out that way? Absolutely not.
Absolutely. The NBA is not orchestrating this, like you said. Big picture, small picture, and they're just not going to compromise, you know, the legitimacy of their game and have people think the game is fixed. It's not, because you'll lose fans by the millions, and then you'll become this small niche sport. You'll be behind hockey, and you'll kill your revenue stream for the sake of some better ratings on an NBA Finals that's already going to set records. That'll generate some additional revenue for you come your next key TV contract. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's just not worth the risk. It's not worth it to make a few million or a few billion at the expense of hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. Do the math.
You know, Joe, I'll tell you, it one of the things that they're going to have to deal with going forward with, and we've talked about the expansion of basketball and everything, but it does kind of piggyback what we were talking about. The sport is international, and eventually there will be NBA teams in other countries. I'm including Canada as the United States. But when it goes to South America, or when it goes to Europe, or if there is a team and a division that's set up in the Far East or something along those lines, that's where those kind of issues are going to come into play, where the commissioner or whoever is running the subset of the sport on the particular continent, they're going to have to make damn sure that the guidelines are structured where, and again, it won't be players because they're going to be getting the same kind of money that the North American players are going to be getting. But they're going to have to make sure that whoever is involved in the officiating, whoever is involved on the administrative level for these basketball teams, once that kind of expansion takes place and it's at an international level with different laws in the countries and things along those lines, they're going to have to make sure that everything is on the up and up, because as this massive expansion of this particular sport has already gone global, once it becomes under the complete umbrella of the NBA and various different professional leagues around the world, and they become part of the NBA and get involved in the playoffs and all of that at the end of the year, they do have to make sure it's on the up and up. But this is much smoke, no fire.
Well said, Bob. Couldn't agree with you more. There will be an issue with NBA security or whatever sport going international and their security as they try and monitor officials and officiating on an international stage. You know, it could be a far-reaching issue that leagues will have to address. But I think you said it perfectly. And a great way to wrap this up as we roll into an early look at the possible lineup for the Golden State Warriors on the other side is to say, as you said, a lot of smoke, no fire. And on the other side, your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More on the NBA Finals right after this.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Tim Donahue. Boy, I never thought I'd be talking so much about him again, did you?
Not really, Bob, but he seems to be doing a great job since being fired by the NBA and getting out of prison of keeping his name in front of us. He seems to draw the spotlight whenever something like this that could be deemed controversial as it relates to the integrity of the game happens within the world of sports. Organizations like Sports Illustrated and everybody else ring up Tim Donaghy and get his thoughts, and he knows just what to say to make sure to keep himself in the public eye. He always seems to err on the side of the conspiracy. Again, we talked about it for two segments. I talked about it for a segment on Monday by myself. There is no conspiracy. As you said, big picture, small picture. I'll make another old analogy, penny wise, pound foolish. You're not going to make a few million dollars at the expense of a few billion dollars. It's bad math. And professional sports leagues understand they cannot compromise. I can't say the integrity because that's not the right word. The legitimacy of their sporting contests. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Now to roll it forward, we have a sporting contest coming up in the NBA on Thursday evening. And it's Game 6 NBA Finals from the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. The Warriors are going to be going in perhaps a little undermanned. Andrew Bogut, you know, that looked like a pretty severe and ugly knee sprain in the third quarter of Game 5. He never returned. And knowing Andrew Bogut's relative brittleness,
yeah,
I think it's pretty unlikely. I know we're looking ahead early, and we're not going to have many answers probably until tomorrow for sure. But if I were to venture a guess, it doesn't look to me, based on what I saw, and that means nothing because all of a sudden you could feel better the next day, but they're sending for an MRI. Results haven't come back yet. So I've got a funny feeling you're not going to see Andrew Bogut for Game 6. Well, with that being said, what does that mean as it relates to the Golden State Warriors, as it relates to the lineup they put out there? Do they stay big at the start and plug in Festus Ezeli, who I like a lot as a player but hasn't been very effective during these NBA finals? Do they go in that direction? Do they plug Andre Iguodala into the starting lineup and go death lineup? Or do they do something completely off the page, an Anderson Varejao or a Maurice Sprates, who's been incredibly ineffective in these finals and right, really is only effective when he's scoring the basketball? So I'll pose the question to you first, and we'll kind of mix it up back and forth. Where do you see Golden State going as it relates to their starting lineup for Game 6 if Andrew Bogut's not available, number one? And number two, what kind of an effect do you think it has on their ability to win a Game 6 in Cleveland without being able to start Andrew Bogut and having to either expose the death lineup to more minutes,
right,
or have to go with a lesser option, it would seem, for their offensive flow and some of the other things in Festus Ezeli?
Well, if we're going to stay consistent with this and we're going to talk about how Tyronn Lue wasn't going to drop and parachute Timothy Mozgov into the starting lineup because they had issues with size at the beginning of the series, I don't think Steve Kerr is going to go in the direction of all of a sudden altering everything that he's done and do the death lineup to death and wear out his players. I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to see either Ezeli or Anderson Varejao in the lineup. And honestly, Joe, I would lean towards Varejao, and maybe that they could get a little bit of lightning in a bottle. Him going back to Cleveland and a little motivation there as well, and see how it plays out and keep Ezeli in his comfortable role of coming off the bench and contributing, because he's been pretty ineffective so far. I don't think putting him in the starting lineup is going to make him any more effective, and kind of keep him in the role that he's comfortable within. And don't forget, they have a game's worth of house money to play with. I mean, they don't want it to go back to a Game 7 in Oakland, but if it happens, they still have all the advantages of being on home court, and, you know, who knows about Bogut by that point in time. But that's the direction I would go. I would go Varejao, see if it plays out and how it plays out, and then, you know, keep Festus Ezeli in the role that he's comfortable with. And if he needs to come off the bench a little bit quicker, he comes off the bench a little bit quicker.
And knowing Steve Kerr as we do, I think that's very realistic. It's one that hasn't been mentioned much. But if you notice, a lot of times
I didn't say it was him. I said it was me.
Right? No. It hasn't been mentioned much by others that do what we do. He's not saying anything. But You know, sometimes he started the death lineup if the situation warranted. But what they also do is they kind of keep players in roles that they're comfortable in. And if you'll notice a lot of times when guys get hurt, it's a little different in a regular season, but he elevated other guys like the Ian Clarks of the world and the Brandon Rushes of the world to the starting lineup, kept everybody else in their normal role for continuity purposes. And then when the starter returned to health, the other guy went to being a did not play coach's decision.
Right.
So I think you may be on to something here. Keep Festus Ezeli in that reserve role. He hasn't been great. He's a younger player. To thrust him in the starting lineup in this spot may not be wise. Take a veteran, a grizzled veteran like Anderson Varejão, and see what he can give you for a few minutes so that you don't overextend or overexpose this death lineup. Yeah, it works great. It works as a change of pace. Prolonged exposure over the course of 48 minutes to that death lineup has diminishing returns, in particular on the defensive end of the floor. So I think you're right. I don't see them starting the death lineup and prolonging those minutes. And I do like your idea very much. I was originally thinking, and I'll elevate Festus Ezeli. But after you kind of unfolded this Anderson Varejão theory, I like it enough that I'll make it my own. I think you hit upon something.
Well, you know something else too, Joe. I mean, if you want to just look across the court, or actually down the court, look at what happened when Tyrone Lue
had the opposite end of the line, so it's across the court.
All right. Yeah, so you know, look at the fact of how Tyrone Lue, when he had to insert Richard Jefferson for that one game, got some lightning in a bottle. You know. And if you're going to deal with that and kind of look at it from that, you know, again, he's playing with a little bit of house money. Maybe he gets a little bit of lightning in a bottle, like you said.
I think they got to be careful with the house money thing. Because
all of a sudden,
lose game six and you got no house money. And the worm has turned completely akin to what happened to Oklahoma City when they coughed up that 3-1 lead.
Look, no question about it. And you know, like I said, that's bottom of the ladder as far as I'm concerned. However, they're not facing elimination. So you put a guy in there, like you said, a grizzled veteran. Maybe they catch a little bit of lightning in a bottle with him, the same way that the Cavs did with Richard Jefferson. I look at it as a no-lose situation should he go in that direction. And as I said, if it doesn't play out and he's not effective and nothing's starting to happen, all right, so you bring in the death lineup a little bit earlier, you bring in Festus a little bit earlier, and you see how it plays itself out. But that's the direction I'd go in.
Yeah, I like it. I think it works. We'll know more on the condition of Andrew Bogut.
We'll be laughing about it on Friday.
as we get closer. But I do like the idea. Originally, I thought Ezeli, but the more I think about it, knowing Steve Kerr and watching what he's done all year, what he likes to do a lot of times, unless it's elevating Andre Iguodala to the first unit, beyond that, because he's a veteran who started for most of his career, beyond that, if you notice, what he usually does is he keeps everybody in their same roles, and he elevates a guy that normally doesn't play, puts him in that starting lineup, hopes to get something out of him, and then when the starter does return, guess what? You go back to being a DNP coach's decision. So it wouldn't shock me if they went in this direction, and as we often say, that's just crazy enough to work.
Yeah, good point.
So we'll be watching, and we'll see what happens, like you said. If it doesn't work, hey, you go to the death lineup a little earlier, but you don't want to be going 40 minutes of death lineup. It's prolonged exposure, and you're way too small. It's just not viable. It's a change of pace lineup, and that's how he uses it. It gets a lot of attention, and it does work, but it's not a lineup that you're going to have out there 35, 40 minutes a night.
Right.
So you really don't want to start it unless it's an unusual set of circumstances. So I'm with you. That's the way I would go. It's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, it'll be fun. Like I said, we'll probably be laughing about it on Friday, right?
No, well, we do a lot of laughing. I mean, that's a given.
Look at the lineup. They started Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, you know, play for them, but that's okay.
We signed him to a 10-day. Nobody knew it.
Exactly right. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in on any of the things we've talked about, involving the NBA Finals, whether it be the conspiracy theory, whether it be the potential lineup for the Golden State Warriors or anything else. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. You know, Bob, we got a couple of minutes left in this segment. We'll carry it over perhaps to the, you know what, I'll hit something else real quick, and we'll save Ichiro the New Hit King for the short segment before we jump on with Ken Griffey Jr. You know where we'll go? I think we'll go to this, and I noticed this. I'm seeing an awful lot of wives of athletes on social media. You know, Ayesha Curry criticizing the officiating after the Warriors Game 5 loss. You know, she's constantly on Twitter, and she's been particularly strong these last few days. And she was nonstop Monday night after Game 5 in Oakland. And, you know, I start to wonder, you know, has there ever been a time when the significant other of a professional athlete is benefiting that athlete by going on social media and doing all this talking, or doing all this talking in general, whether it be on social media or whether it be on an array of interviews? And I always say no. You know, I don't know if necessarily pro athletes need to ban their ladies from social media, you know, but hey, guys, it's your career. You need your wife to stop complaining about your bosses and the powers that be on social media. You know, because if she's using her social media to criticize your employer or your coworkers, man, she's putting you in a bad spot, and she's going to potentially cost you money. Think about Brent Grimes, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. He got cut because they couldn't deal with his wife. Think about what Chris Benson's wife, Anna Benson, you know, I call her the truck stop stripper. Think about all the troubles she made for Chris with her big mouth and her interviews. Think of some of the trouble at times Gisele Bündchen makes for Tom Brady with her mouth. So I ask you, you know, should these athletes perhaps ban their wives from doing interviews and ban their wives from having social media accounts so that they don't get them in trouble at work?
Well, number one, you ain't going to be banning a wife from anything. Number two, the world has changed. And I'll tell you what, now, you know, you could set people like Bündchen and Ciara aside. These wives and or significant others who are connected to these athletes are actually mini celebrities in their own right. And what has happened is social media has made them that. They used to be either eye candy or the doting wife or the, you know, whatever in the old days. And some would say the good old days, but I won't, because that's not the theory of it. These days, because of social media, they are celebrities in their own right. And it does cause problems for their husbands. But as we're fond of saying, Joe, it's already out of the horse. You can't put it back in. It ain't going to change. They just have to be, like everybody else, careful about what they say.
Well, all I'll say is this, as we get up against the break here. All I'll say is this. Here's the realities. I'm not a fan. I'm not a proponent of banning the wives from social media, because I think you made a good point. It's just not going to happen. But stop talking about my work, honey.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll pick this up on the other side a little bit, because people in who aren't employed in the world of sports can relate to this on some level. And I'll tell you what I mean when we come back here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean,
so?
Let me understand this, because I, you know, maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. And here we're talking about social media and significant others. And
well, we're not going to have much time to finish up because we got the world's longest rejoiner to bring us back, but...
Yeah, but Joe, I just want to speak to your point, though, because, you know, look, I think you make a valid point. Don't talk about my employer. You can talk about other people. Don't talk about my employer.
Talk about your life. You want to talk about our lives and what we do, but keep it away from my employer and keep it away from my coworkers. I mean, I'll take it like this. Have you ever seen people in the non-sports world? Oh, I got the job. I'm all set to doing the background check. Then they go on your Facebook account or your Twitter account, see some things they don't like, and they say, you don't work here. Forget it.
Yep.
That's why I say it. It cost Brett Grimes money. It made life hell for Chris Benson with his wife.
It's also the difference between being a star and a superstar, too. Superstar, Mrs. Curry can get away with it. You know, Adam Benson, not so much.
Well, we'll address this more as the days go along. But right now, we got to step aside here on Sports Byline. Then Bob and I will be back with Big Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's still a search and rescue operation.
Authorities desperately searching for a toddler dragged away by an alligator in Florida. The Orange County Sheriff's Office saying officers and Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission agents continue looking for the two-year-old boy who was grabbed by an alligator at a Walt Disney Resort last night.
Continue searching.
Authorities in Orlando considering charges against the wife of the man who killed 49 people in the nation's deadliest political mass shooting. Media reports say a federal grand jury could charge Noor Salaman with accessory to murder for not reporting the pending attack. NBC News saying that Salaman told the FBI she'd unsuccessfully tried talking Omar Mateen out of carrying out that attack. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders not ending his race just yet. He and likely Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton meeting for about an hour and a half last night in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 33.
The GOP leadership in the House slams the president's response to terrorism here at home.
This is a threat that knows no borders. This is a threat that cannot be contained. This is a threat that simply must be defeated. Right now, the president doesn't have a plan to get the job done.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan. He tells reporters that the Orlando nightclub massacre was another act of war against America by radical Islam. Meantime, Donald Trump says it seems the president is more angry at him than he is at the Orlando shooter. Campaigning in North Carolina, the likely Republican presidential nominee saying Obama's anger is misplaced. The president slamming Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States. The World Health Organization says coffee does not cause cancer. The organization had previously rated coffee as possibly carcinogenic. The World Health Organization saying its latest review finding no conclusive evidence of a carcinogenic effect in coffee. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Animal expert Jeff Corwin reacts to the news of a toddler being taken away by an alligator at a Walt Disney Resort in Florida.
Disney is a vast place, many thousands of acres, and even though this is a man-made lagoon, even though it's highly regulated, it is not impossible for a creature to make its way through the matrix of that wilderness.
Corwin telling Fox News that he was shocked because of how well Disney manages their parks. Meantime, the president answering critics about a term he refuses to use. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
This is a political distraction.
That's President Obama as he dismisses criticism that he doesn't use the term radical Islam to define the fight against ISIS and the types of tragic attacks like we saw in Orlando over the weekend.
Calling a threat by a different name does not make it go away.
Earlier, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says on the issue,
the president, in his refusal to use the words, is making it extraordinarily difficult for the military, for a local police, and for our local citizens to properly identify this threat.
In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Well, Prince's alleged heirs keep coming out of the woodwork. Documents filed this week with the Minnesota court handling Prince's estate could suggest he had more secret children, unknown brothers and sisters, and distant cousins more than anyone could have imagined, the legendary singer dying in April without a will. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Oh, indeed we are. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Got a big hour two in front of us, my friend.
We sure do. We'll dive right in, and very quickly we'll talk about the myriad of ways that you can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline via your devices. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball. Ichiro, the new hit king. Me and you will mix it up with that a little bit. Roll into Ken Griffey Sr. and Dr. Neil Shore at 20 after this hour. That's 9:20 a.m. Eastern time. And then from there, we're going to talk Las Vegas becoming a Major League sports town as the NHL is about to go to Vegas. That's pretty much the rundown of our second hour here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, you can hear us along with all the other great programming on Sports Byline in a number of ways via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that lets you listen to everything as it happens live on the network. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. You got a couple of great apps. You got iHeartRadio, which, again, you can download it to any device you can think of, whether it's an Apple device, an Android device, or a Windows-based device, or you can simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline broadcast network on iHeartRadio. There's also TuneIn Radio. Again, Android, Apple, Windows, TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content, and a live Sports Byline broadcast network channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do. Thanks for being there for us in this crazy world. We know that you got our backs.
On the other side, Bob, it's a truncated segment because we got Griffey Jr. coming, Griffey Sr. coming at 20 after the hour, but we're going to talk the new hit king, yay or nay. Is it Ichiro or is it Rose? That's next here on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's that tearful, but we got you here in the attack. It's 1-800-878-PLAYS. Phone number, don't cry to us. Just talk to us. It's okay. We got a lot in front of us today, my friend, Ken Griffey Sr., at 20 after the hour. And then we got a little bit of baseball to talk about, in that Achiro is one hit behind the all-time total of Pete Rose's, and there's a little debate going back and forth about that.
Well, yeah, Pete Rose joked that, you know, here he's the hit king, but in Japan he may be considered the hit queen. And here's a quote from Pete Rose via Yahoo Sports. I don't think you're going to find anybody with credibility to say that Japanese baseball is the equivalent to Major League Baseball here. There are too many guys that fail here and then become household names there. Tuffy Rhodes is a great example. He couldn't do anything here, and he hit a record-tying 55 home runs in 2001 over there. So I guess the question becomes, will Major League Baseball combine Ichiro's hits and make him the all-time hits leader? Because the Japanese leagues are a major league. It's their major leagues, but it's a major league nonetheless. And when you consider how baseball feels, or Major League Baseball feels about Pete Rose, I don't know on some level if it would shock me just because of the vitriol they feel for Pete Rose. However, the realities are, Bob, I mean, there's no way that Ichiro should be looked at as anything other than a hit machine who's going to fall about 1,000 hits short of the all-time hit king in Major League Baseball in Pete Rose. And well, there's no way that those hits in Japan should count. Even though the league that he played in Japan, and that he accumulated 1,278 hits in, is a major league of Japan. It's just not the major leagues. When you look at a guy like Tuffy Rhodes, when you look at a Warren Cromartie, who was a very good player here and even made an all-star team, when he went to Japan, he was a superstar and legend and a far better player there than he was here.
Right.
So I guess as long as guys like Tuffy Rhodes bang out 55 in Japan, and guys like Warren Cromartie go from borderline all-star to superstar in Japan, you know, you can't have Ichiro wipe Rose out of the record books unless he plays into his 50s and does it the old-fashioned way, just keep playing forever and eventually wipe him out that way.
Yeah, but, you make a great point. But here's the thing. If they're going to combine record to make Ichiro the hit king, then they have to combine records with everybody and make it count that way. There have been a lot of major leaguers that played in there, and I'm sure they'd love to enhance their various statistics and make them just...
Sadahara Oh,
yeah,
all-time
exactly.
home run king.
Exactly. And so from that aspect of it, you know, they better be careful. But I think the thing that you said that stands out the most is MLB hates Pete Rose. So if they're going to do it, that would be the reason why they do it. It's not to diminish anything that Ichiro has done, but he did it in a league that is inferior to the major leagues, at least Major League Baseball here in America. What he has done, which has been brilliantly impressive, was for a guy who came into MLB at age 27, he's going to get 3,000 hits in his Major League Baseball career, which is just unbelievable that he was able to accomplish that. And plus, one thing that he had to deal with that Pete Rose did not have to deal with is the jump from culture to culture. You know, and anybody who doesn't know the difference between Japanese culture and American culture, go to Japan sometime, as I have, and try to navigate your way around as an American without knowing a single word of the language and try to figure out whether or not you can do your day-to-day business on an elite level, no matter what your business was. Ichiro came over to the United States not having a word of English in his vocabulary and did his business on an elite level, on an all-time level. So he needs to be acknowledged for that, but not as the all-time hit king.
Well said, Bob. I mean, Rose did have one advantage. The back end of his career was a player manager. He could pencil himself into the lineup and pad the numbers. But the realities are, as you said, everything you said is spot on right. He's not the all-time Major League Baseball hit king. He's a hitting machine. He's going to have 3,000 hits after spending nine seasons in Japan before he comes here. So while his work is incredible and he's a hit machine, he's not Pete Rose. And that's it. On the other side, we'll be joined by Ken Griffey Sr. We'll get his thoughts on this and more. Next on The Attack, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, and waiting on Mr. Ken Griffey Sr. here in just a second. But, we were talking, Chiro, and there's nothing to diminish about a Chiro, Joe, and you and I were both baseball fans, very passionate baseball fans, and since the day he came over here, he's had an impact on the game and will continue to do so, but they just cannot combine his records and diminish what Pete Rose did. Just can't do it.
You're absolutely right. Despite their hatred and vitriol as an entity, and the entity is Major League Baseball and their offices, and despite the transgressions of Pete Rose, he is baseball's all-time hit king. And, you know, we say Major League Baseball, when we speak of Major League Baseball, we speak of our major leagues, and because it is the best, and it's the one that everybody strives to get to. Because if we start, and here's the slippery slope you go down. You talked about not only, well, if we combine Ichiro's Japanese League hit totals with his Major League hit totals, well, now you got the slippery slope in that we could go to Japan and we could do it with everybody. You could even go to Korea, where the players are starting to come into their leagues compared to our major leagues are night and day.
Yep.
But now, let's go out to our phones where we're joined by baseball legend Ken Griffey Sr. and Dr. Neil Shore. Gentlemen, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. It's really great to have you aboard this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us. Thank you.
Well, yeah, let's dive right in. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer amongst men in the United States. And in honor of Men's Health Week, you know, we want to talk to you guys about making everybody aware of the dangers and the ways that they can prevent prostate cancer. So let's dive in a little bit, and let's start with Mr. Griffey, and let's talk about your personal experience with prostate cancer.
Well, my personal experience is kind of a hereditary thing. I had four uncles that passed with prostate cancer, and my younger brother was just diagnosed last month with it. So my mother used to keep us abreast of it, make sure we understood, because she lost four brothers with it. And so we actually, Junior and I, are going around the country right now working with Bayer on a program called Men Who Speak Up. And that's just to talk about it, spread the word, get men to talk to their doctors about prostate cancer. And, you know, the dreaded disease anyway, so we're just going around the country doing that. And the biggest thing is just to get them to talk. I think men have the hardest time just to talk about prostate cancer in terms of what it causes, what are the symptoms. And Dr. Shore can really elaborate a little better on the symptoms here.
Well, Dr. Shore, that's the direction I want to take it. First, let's talk about the symptoms. But I also notice in your biography that you're constantly working on alternative therapies and attacks on prostate cancer so that the side effects and the effects that it has on men's lives in general can hopefully someday be lessened. Explore both avenues, please.
So thank you very much. You're exactly right. We've made great progress in the last 5-6 years. Heretofore, we didn't have a lot of things to offer our patients who had advanced prostate cancer. So there's great treatments that one can consider now. Part of understanding what are the best treatments to take on for the right patient at the right time is having a really strong conversation with the patient's caregivers, wife, son, mother, father, children, partner, with their doctor, so we know what type of symptoms they're having. And that's a big part of choosing the right therapy for our advanced prostate cancer patients.
Well, you know, you talked about advanced prostate cancer. Talk a little bit about, number one, what exactly advanced prostate cancer is. And number two, you know, we've been talking about the Men Who Speak Up program. Tell us where we can go find out a little bit more about that program and how we can really fight this dreaded disease.
So I really appreciate that. You know, the Spano Black attack, I love that. I love your, because we're attacking prostate cancer, as you say. So menwhospeakup.com is a great website that, you know, Senior here and his son have really championed, and they show a lot of courage in getting the word out. A lot of the things that you can see with advanced prostate cancer, the symptoms can involve worsening fatigue, loss of appetite. More importantly, and oftentimes there's just a change in your physical activity level that could be related to disease in the bones where prostate cancer likes to go. So it might be something as obvious as pain that you're taking over-the-counter medications for, or you can't walk up the stairs, or you can't sleep well, or you can't swing a bat or a tennis racket or a golf club. Oftentimes, this discussion doesn't happen with busy physician-patient interactions. Now is the time to go to your doctor and have these questions at the tip of your tongue and the acknowledgement of these symptoms.
Well, Ken, let's take it on to the diamond for a second. And Ichiro is one hit behind Pete Rose and will pass him as the all-time hit king. However, not in Major League Baseball, in combined leagues. And Pete made his feelings known yet again on the fact that they're trying to second division him, as it were. And Joe and I have proffered our opinion. We happen to agree with Pete on this one. We don't think you can combine it. What say you?
Well, I don't think you can combine it. You think about it, I mean, yeah, he played in the Japanese League, which is an outstanding league, but when we went there in 1977, as a Reds, the Cincinnati Reds, I think we were 17-1. So I don't think they, you know, the league at that time was that good. You know, it was more like a double-A or triple-A league over in Japan at that time. It's gotten very, very tremendous progress since then, but at the same time, you know, I don't think they can combine him getting all the hits. Yeah, it's a plus that he got all these hits, but he didn't do it at a major league level. And some of the pitchers that Pete faced over the years, I don't think a lot of those guys in Japan would be able to face those guys.
I think that's a very fair statement. That's what we alluded to. We also alluded to the slippery slope that you'd go down when you start combining. You know, if you combined Ichiro's record, now Sadahara is your all-time home run leader. There's guys in the Korean major leagues, and that's sliding even further down the mountain. So I think you're spot on, right? Bob agreed. Hey, Pete Rose is the all-time Major League Baseball hit king. And with that said, Ken, and we're joined by Ken Griffey Jr. and Dr. Neil Shore here on the Spano and Black Attack. With that said, you know, Pete Rose is banned from baseball. And he's not become eligible to be inducted into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. And I'm of the mindset, while maybe he does deserve the ban from Major League Baseball, he should not be excluded from baseball's Hall of Fame. It is a Hall of Fame and museum. And to not have the all-time hit king and a guy known as Charlie Hustle in your Hall of Fame and museum, I think is a miscarriage of justice. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's no one that has more hits than Pete Rose in terms of the major leagues. What he did out on the field, you know, I think that justifies him being in the Hall of Fame. I've always stated that Pete should be in the Hall of Fame. The plus right now is the fact that he's being inducted to the Reds Hall of Fame a couple of weeks from now. So that's a starter. I just hope he, you know, progresses from there and he's able to get into the Hall of Fame.
I do want to ask about him betting on baseball. You know, we on the outside, I'm not a major leaguer, I'm not a former major leaguer, I'm not even a very good baseball player. That wasn't my strength as an athlete. That said, you know, there's that sign. I couldn't hit a curveball and I couldn't get a jump on a baseball. After it went over my head, I ran and caught it, or tried to. That's it.
You ran and picked it up?
Yeah, I ran, picked it up, threw it back in, and sometimes went to the right base. That said, there's that sign in every major league clubhouse, because they have allowed me in a few clubhouses, about gambling on baseball. It's a major transgression. Did that in your mind diminish him as a teammate? I mean, you only found out about it afterwards, but in looking back, did it make you trust, if you look back and say, that's why he was the way he was? Was Pete in totality, a good teammate and somebody you could trust out there when you look back and you see the gambling and everything else that was going on?
Well, as a player, yeah, I respected him very highly. You know, we never thought or even knew about this situation about the gambling thing until it came out in the report. But other than that, to us, he was Pete, and he was one of the few people that would invite you over to his house for dinner, because a lot of Major League players wouldn't even do that. And when we were younger, we came up, we had to wear red jackets. Pete got our red jackets, and, you know, they had to pay for those, so he paid for that. And George Foster, myself, Dan Dreesen, and Ed Armbrister, the younger guys, and he took care of us. So in that respect, you know, he belongs in the Hall, but as a teammate, he was one of the best teammates you ever want to have.
Well, guys, we appreciate you coming on. We want to keep you on schedule. Dr. Short, just before we go out the door, please, where can our listeners find more information on the fight against prostate cancer and any websites you can give us, please?
Sure. Please visit menwhospeakup.com. It's very geared towards patient information, helping you to understand your symptoms and have a better dialogue by asking the right questions with your physician.
Well, guys, we appreciate the couple minutes. We're going to keep you on schedule. It's a terrific cause that you're fighting for. And, Ken, we always appreciate the baseball input. So thanks so much to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Nice to have him on board. Ken Griffey Sr. and Dr. Neal Shore, Joe. And it's a fight. Men of a certain age, you certainly need to get it checked and be aware of. But it's always nice to mix a little baseball in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that it's close to home around here. You know, I have a family history of it. Dad, all the way on down the line, I'm not going to go all that deep into it. I'm usually pretty open, honest, but now's not really the forum. But as far as my personal family history with it, but it is something, early detection is the key. And this is a form of cancer that you can beat. But early detection, like everything else, and with everything else, is the key. So go to the doctor, get checked, and be on top of these things.
Yep. That's
biggest
it.
Advice I can give you, because early detection can save an awful lot of lives and keep a lot of people going for an awful long time.
Yep. No question about it, my friend. It's good to hear his voice again. We hadn't had Senior on in a while.
No, absolutely not. And there's the preachy portion of the Spano and Black Attack. And Ken provided some great insight into prostate cancer along with Dr. Shore. And I think we got some pretty good baseball answers, mostly, you know, revolving around Pete Rose. And I thought very apropos with Ichiro, you know, coming within one hit of Pete Rose, we got his thoughts on combining the hit record, and everybody seems to be in the same place. Major League Baseball, as much as they despise Pete Rose, they're not going to do it because they can't do it, and the outcry will be rather, you know, would be overwhelming.
Right.
And we talked about the door that it could open. All of a sudden, Japanese League totals everywhere are part of our Major League record book. Then it's the Korean leagues. Then it's, I don't know, the Australian league. Once you start saying everything is a major league because they call it a major league, well, that's not really the case. So, you know, I think we made good points there. And then talking about Pete as a teammate and his worthiness of being inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame.
You know, I raise this question to you, and I think that Ken made great points about how players of color on the Reds, and you know, don't forget when Jackie Robinson broke into baseball, Cincinnati was one of the worst places to play in the National League for anybody of color, and specifically Jackie, and Pete made his teammates feel welcome, and as he talked about with the story, getting the Blazers and everything else. But when you asked him about the gambling aspect of it, and Ken said he was unaware of it, and the other teammates said that they were unaware of it because we've interviewed a number of them over the years. Going back to what we talked about in the first hour, social media and cell phones and Twitter and you name it. I wonder, had that been more prevalent in that time, and I'll throw this question out to you, whether or not Pete Rose would have been able to hide his gambling for the extended period of time that he did before Major League Baseball caught on, or if it would have leaked out somehow, either through some social media site or just him using a cell phone inappropriately or sending a text to the wrong person or an email to the wrong person. And it would have exposed what was going on with him a lot sooner than it did.
I hate when people ask a question that they already know the answer to. You know the answer to that,
no,
don't
you? Actually, you know.
Yeah, you do. If Johnny Manziel can't go to a club, and who cares about Johnny Manziel compared to Pete Rose? Comparing the two of them on a professional level is like comparing ice cream to horse manure. That guy can't go anywhere without getting his picture snapped. So now, if you're the great Pete Rose, even at that point, you're Charlie Hustle, you're one of the great players in baseball. Every time you show up at a racetrack, somebody takes a picture. Check it out. I'm at the track with Pete Rose. Every time he ends up in a sports book, look at me. I'm at Legacy Stadium with Pete Rose.
I was thinking more along the lines of it coming out via a mistake via social media. Not so much. And I get your point. I think it's legit. You know, if he had been at the track or somewhere along those lines. Yeah. And I think Major League Baseball would have grabbed onto it. I also think maybe Pete would have been smart enough to take it in a different direction, because don't forget, you can gamble online now. But I wonder if there would have been a quicker exposure, just because of the fact that it's harder to protect your privacy in so many ways, not just the ways you talked about. But even if he was being subtle and trying to be cool about it, is somebody looking at
everything
his cell
gets
phone
out,
at the wrong
you know,
point? Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it would have snuck its way out.
I kind of think you're spot on right there, one way or the other. Whether it be you don't make the necessary efforts to protect yourself because you can't hide anything, and that's just the way it is, or accidentally it comes out. But I think in today's technology age and social media age, it would have come out sooner. What would have happened remains, it will always go unknown. But I think it might have been real hard for Pete Rose to have survived in baseball as long as he did, doing what he did in today's social media age. NHL in Vegas, that's next here on The Attack. No flipping.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with ZachCrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, ZachCrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right. And your best shot is with ZachCrete. Find ZachCrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit ZachCrete.com to learn more.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. on your PC, or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking baseball, but not so much anymore, as we're going to be talking Las Vegas, and it's only fitting going from Pete Rose to gambling, don't you think, Joe?
Absolutely. You can talk. You can sing Viva Las Vegas. You can do Elvis. You can do ZZ Top. You can do whichever one you want. I'm sure there's other versions of Viva Las Vegas that I'm not aware of. The two I'm most aware of are Elvis and ZZ Top.
Truth. And one's dead.
Yeah, and it ain't ZZ Top.
not yet. So the ice is potentially being broken, that when the NHL expands and all you need is $500 million. You too can
Bill
place
Foley's
a team.
Got that. Bill Foley's got that in spades. I don't think that's the issue here at hand.
No, I know. I know. I'm just saying in general, if you want to beat him to the punch, I got that kind of money. I know you don't. But, you know,
if I had your money, I'd burn mine.
And there you
go. Or melt it, as the case may be.
There's going to be professional sports in Las Vegas, more than likely.
Major league professional sports. I think we need to make that distinction. There's been niche professional sports Vegas. There's AAA baseball. There's been arena football and things along those lines. But major league professional sports has made its way to Vegas now. The NHL has granted Las Vegas an expansion franchise if Bill Foley can come up with the $500 million expansion fee. Yeah. Shouldn't be a problem. They got a great new arena to play in. The T-Mobile Arena, right off the Strip, and that arena hosts a ton of events. It's constantly hosting big-time professional boxing matches, big-time mixed martial arts events, UFC events, things of that ilk. They've already got about 13,000 to 14,000 season ticket packages sold, and they've taken deposits for that many. And that's before releasing tickets to businesses and other entities. That's literally individual fans. That's not business packages in any way, shape, or form. So it looks like the NHL on the short term will thrive in Las Vegas, because if you can generate a fan base exclusive of the businesses and the tourism trade in Las Vegas, it's going to be real easy to generate a fan base once you include the businesses and most notably the tourism trade.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, you make great points there. And, you know, with that ticket base that they've already done, that's wonderful in itself, because of the fact that no matter what, you talked about the business and the tourism, you're talking about a situation that any single game, now you may see empty seats, but those tickets won't be sold, because the casinos themselves will suck up any tickets that are there and just do it as a nice little giveaway to paper the arena.
They're always looking for comps, Bob.
Yep,
they're always looking for comps for whales. And those tickets would be just one of many comps that they can provide for the never-ending stream of new people that come into Las Vegas each and every day as tourists. So that's the reason Bill Foley and his group specifically excluded the businesses and tourism. They wanted to see if Vegas and the greater Las Vegas area on its own, independent of businesses and tourism, could support an NHL franchise. And it sure looks like they got the house three quarters sold without ever having to appeal to the businesses and the tourism trade. That's just Joe Fan in the greater Las Vegas area and his interest in going to a hockey game. So it looks like Las Vegas will have no problem supporting hockey. And it looks like Las Vegas, at least in my mind, with this experiment, should have no issues as a professional sports town, a major league professional sports town going forward, and this is only the beginning. And for once, it's the NHL that moves first. Mm-hmm. Usually, it's the NHL that moves last. But what you're going to see is, you know, everybody else, exclusive of the NFL. The NFL does their own thing. But Major League Baseball and most notably the NBA will be watching the success or failure of the NHL. And it looks like, at least in the short term, and I would be pretty confident in the long term based on these numbers and what the tourism trade can do to spike your attendance and make sure that your tickets are sold, it looks like Las Vegas is going to have no problem as a major league professional sports town. And with the NHL going first, and once the NBA and Major League Baseball watch, I wouldn't be shocked if in the not too distant future, the NBA went in first. Major League Baseball is going to take some time because I don't think they're in a position to expand right now. But I could see eventually if they ever expand Major League Baseball going in there. And I think the NFL is right around the corner with the NHL really opening the gate. If the NFL gets that stadium that the Sands is talking about putting in a block off the strip comes to fruition, the Oakland Raiders are going to be in Vegas. They're not going to play second banana in Los Angeles to the Rams. They're not going to wait for the Chargers to make their decision. They're going to go to Vegas, and very, very quickly, Las Vegas becomes a major league city with a wealth of major league sports.
Well, Joe, you know, you mentioned the NHL being first. Let me tell you something. The other three major sports are glad the NHL is first because the NHL is, relatively speaking, compared to the other three, a blip on the radar these days. They've improved what they've been able to do. But think about it. We just went through the Stanley Cup Finals and we barely mentioned it. You know, with that being said, all those pre-sold tickets, all the fact that it's going to be perpetual sellouts because once you get the casinos and the businesses involved, like I said, you'll see empty seats, but they will be sellouts, technically speaking. Well, the other sports will get in line. The NBA, the arena size is comparable, so now they know, at least from their perspective, they can put a fan base in there. It's going to be a consistent fan base because the same people that are going to the hockey games will probably go to the NBA, and it'll erase the black mark of what happened when they had the All-Star game in Las Vegas, and it ended up being such a disaster that they curtailed any ideas of expansion into the Las Vegas area. But you mentioned the Raiders. That's going to be the next team. If they get that thing done at the end of the strip, that's going to be the next team that goes in there. But they have at least the little bit of allowance here of watching the NHL, maybe, because it's going to take a little time for expansion, go in there and either flounder a little bit or have their feet under them. The reality is they may end up playing a football game in the NHL in Las Vegas before the NHL plays a hockey game. It depends on how quickly the league can move and how fast Mark Davis can get things done. I mean, the arena's up for hockey, but they haven't put a timetable in place. I believe the earliest they said could be the 2018 season.
2017-2018 season. So
okay, so not this coming, get in there
not this coming season, but the next season. So they're a season away, while the NFL probably a season away. Like you said, the NFL is kind of on their own thing. You know, they're not subject to the whims that the other three sports are, because the NFL owns the sports landscape in America, and that's the reality. So they don't worry about anything. So they'll go in there. They don't have to watch somebody else test the waters.
But none of the sports are displeased that the NHL went in there first. Let's put it that way.
I don't think there's any question about that. And I think the NHL will test the waters for Major League Baseball and the NBA. They'll start in 2017-2018, which means, you know, the NBA is not looking to expand in the near future. And I know Major League Baseball is not. So the realities are they'll be able to take 2-3 seasons and take a look at the success or failure of the NHL before they determine their next move. For the NFL, again, they're their own thing. They own Sundays. They could put a team in Antarctica and it would draw. They don't have any issues. But very quickly now, the Las Vegas is becoming a major league city, and they're going to have those major league city problems to deal with. Yes, Vegas is a fairly sizable city, but it's a tourist city. You know, when you look at the city as far as the volume of people that actually live there, it's not that big of a city. So all of a sudden, you put a couple of major league franchises, you drop them in what is a small city, you've got some interesting issues to deal with. I don't think Vegas is going to have any issue overcoming them. When you look at what Las Vegas has done with major collegiate sports, I think they show themselves as a city, plus big fight events and big boxing cards and mixed martial arts cards. I think Las Vegas has shown that it can support a lot of things over extended periods of time. When you look during college basketball conference tournament season, most cities have one conference tournament going at a time. Las Vegas has three conference tournaments going at the same time, and the buildings for all three conference tournaments are full. So they never seem to have problems supporting sporting events. So I think they'll come out of this and they'll handle whatever issues that they have that they're going to have in adjusting to having several professional sports leagues in their city, whether it be traffic issues, parking woes, and some of these other infrastructure issues, and dealing with people going to sporting events on a daily, on a daily or nightly basis in a way they haven't dealt with up until now as a tourism city.
Yeah, well, you and I have both been out there a number of times. One of the issues they do have is a lot of gridlock, but I can guarantee you they're already working, and the investment will be there through the casinos and the various different businesses, and they're already working on the ways to deal with any traffic issues, whether it's shuttles, whether it's a lane that's, dedicated to going back and forth to the arenas and all the things that we talk about. Once they make the plunge into these waters, they can't have it fail. They can't have people coming out of Vegas. And, that's also one of the dangers, Joe. If you're in Indianapolis and you go to a Colt game and you have an unpleasant experience, you come back to New York, well, how many people go to Indianapolis for a Colt game? If you go to Las Vegas and you have an unpleasant experience at one of these professional events, it's people going to all parts of the country saying, I went to the hockey game. The arena was nice. It wasn't bad. But, it took me 2 hours to get there, and this happened and that happened and X, Y, and Z happened. They don't want that. They're planning in advance for that because they're going to be relying, as you said, on a lot of tourists to come in and have the experience with professional sports. They want to make sure that that experience leaves a good taste in their mouth and not a bad taste.
I think the chances are great that they're going to have success, and I think they'll be a major league sports town going forward. Their model's somewhat unique, and you're right. Their infrastructure, they'll deal with that stuff, and they'll address that stuff, and they usually address it through the tourism trade with room taxes and different things. So it never really trickles down to the citizens of the greater Las Vegas area, and that's good news for everybody. So I think this is fun. I think you made a great point about the NBA and Major League Baseball being thrilled that the NHL will blaze the trail. I guess the other thing I found odd about this, and once again, the NHL rings strange. You're looking to expand into Las Vegas, which would give you an odd number of teams. You never talked about a second team. So you're going to go from 30 to 31 teams? Why not expand in pairs, make even more money, and not have a situation where one team has to be off every night and you have an odd number of teams? Put a 32nd team while you're at it.
Yeah, I agree, but maybe the suitor isn't out there.
Quebec City would, but the weakness of the Canadian dollar makes that a factor.
Oh, no, I just meant financially. Maybe the guy with the deep pockets isn't out there who's willing to get it done right now.
I don't know. It's a question I don't have the answer to. What do you say we tie a bow around a Wednesday edition on the other side? We are Spano and Black. You be sure not to flip that dial.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Thanks to Roberto for making sure it stays on air. I want to thank Ken Griffey Sr. and Dr. Neil Shore for coming on board as well to talk about men's prostate cancer. And it's a very, very worthy subject to be talking about. Go to www.menwhospeakup.com and get more information, sponsored by Bayer, and we'll give them a little pop there because it's a good cause. But, you know, again, Major League Sports going to Las Vegas. And one thing that these franchises, as they go in there, are going to have to be careful about is everything will be magnified. I mean, Vegas is all about glitter, glitz, and magnification, whether it's the showgirls, whether it's what you see at the pool, whether it's the loudness of the casinos, whatever the circumstances are. Well, anytime something happens in Las Vegas, it's going to be magnified to the umpteenth degree, the same way it is in New York, the same way it is in Los Angeles. And what I mean here is once these franchises in the NHL literally breaking the ice, they're going to have to be careful about how they put their rosters together. It may sound silly, but if there's a judgment call on draft day when the talents are comparable, but the character is coming into question, these franchises are going to need to err on the side of good character. And I referenced the NBA All-Star game back a few years ago, which turned into an abject disaster. It was the black eye on the league that they did not want coming out of Vegas. It just, everything that could have gone wrong aside from the game went wrong. Well, as these franchises go in there, they're going to have to make sure that the guys coming in, you can't be 100%, but you're going to have to be very sure that these guys aren't leaving the stadium and getting into trouble in the strip clubs. There's no guarantees on it, obviously, but like I said, if there's a question in judgment of character, err on the side of the guy that you think is going to stay out of those kind of situations. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, thanks to our guests, thanks to Robert. thanks to Joe, and most importantly, thanks to you guys out there in our listening audience. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.